From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Trinidadian Prime Minister clarifies his power-sharing proposal. Holland's about to set up an independent development bank for the Dutch Caribbean, and the hemispheric grouping endorses the free trade area of the Americas. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Trinidad and Tobago, Prime Minister Basde Upande has made it clear that his offer to form a government of national unity does not mean giving up power. After Monday's tied election results, Mr. Pandey offered to share power with the opposition leader Patrick Manning, whose party was meeting this evening to discuss the matter. The two political leaders met yesterday with President Arthur Robinson. He asked them to try to resolve the deadlock between themselves. Mr. Pandey spoke with reporters today before meeting with his cabinet colleagues, candidates and party strategists. Tony Fraser reports.
There was no mistaking Prime Minister Pandey's tone and language. He said his party's performance in the election, given what he says is the six-year unrelenting attack on his government by forces in society, including the media, was simply miraculous. He spent some time talking about the attacks on his wife Uma, her only wrong being to love Basde Upande. On the issue of power sharing, Mr. Pandey said he had stepped aside in 1986 to allow A&R Robinson to lead a coalition NAR. He said in 1995 he also offered to share power, and now he's once again making the offer.